And I believe that within 5 years, ordinary people will not have the right to fly in any way that they were used to. And within 10 years, ordinary people will not have the right to fly at all. And there's loads of evidence to support this. And the weird thing is that no one's talking about it and no one's telling you that this is an explicit target-driven strategy pushed at some global level as part of the new order of things. Yesterday we heard from British Airways that they are cutting 10,000 flights, and in fact many more are being cut as well. There are references to staffing issues which were used as the excuse in the summer, but this isn't about staffing. This is a decision to cut flights according to target-driven quotas, and this will reflect about 18% of flights being cut. And yet no one's really questioning it. People are very happy to just nod along, blame it on staffing issues and talk about the pandemic. But if you just look around, you'll see it's happening in many other places as well. France has banned internal domestic flights if they're less than, I think, 2 hours long. If there's a train that you could take instead, you now have to take that train. You can't jump on a short haul flight, despite obviously the powerful and the great jumping on their, you know, private jets to go wherever they please. France has banned your freedom to just get on a plane when you want to go somewhere. No one ever asked French people if they wanted this to happen. The ban was just put in place. And in fact, today they've also banned any adverts for fossil fuel. So if you're a supermarket and you might have cheap fuel, you're not allowed to advertise it. In Norway, there's a proposition for individual flight quotas. They also want to stop duty-free. They want to ban internal domestic flights, just like France. And they want to remove people's ability to fly more than X number of times per year. So another country with the same program in place. And the one country that is being very clear that this is nothing to do with pandemic, nothing to do with staffing, nothing to do with some scheduling or efficiency is Schiphol. In Amsterdam, they are limiting flights to prevent emissions. I mean, the one thing I would say is at least they're being honest about it. But it's really dramatic. They're cutting flights back to 440,000 per year, which is a 20% cut. And it is very easy to see that if the global agenda was 20%, Schiphol, Amsterdam, has just gone straight to it and taken that hard line. They are also tripling the passenger tax, and the airport charges are going up by 37%. Amsterdam used to be the third most connected international hub, right behind Britain and France, and it is decimating itself in order to comply with the global agenda. And it's not just Western Europe. On the comments here, I guarantee there will be people from Canada and New Zealand and Australia and other places saying the same is happening here. We have been signed up to stuff that, were you ever asked about this? Were you ever asked, are you willing to give up your freedom to fly? Are you willing to give up your freedom to go where you want, when you want to go? Did anyone ever ask you? And my second big question, given that Amsterdam is the only one being honest about it, but that our BBC, the British broadcaster responsible for disseminating information, are still prepared to be complicit in the lie that this is just because of staffing or pandemic. Why is no one talking about this? Where are the journalists? People say to me, oh, Katie, but GB News, where are they? People are still controlled by their bosses, by Murdoch, by whoever's towing the line. No one wants to address the fact that ordinary people will not have the freedom to fly in future, and you were never asked if this was something you wanted to sign up to. I also wonder how many more freedoms we have to lose before people stop just looking down and being complicit in the lie. We saw with lockdowns how many people were complicit in that. The same is happening all over again. And you can start to see how things like Extinction Rebellion were allowed to have such a free rein in central London, and also at airports, you know, gluing themselves to the tarmac by their nipples, because it all helped to push this kind of agenda forwards. You know, in the American Constitution, it talks about three fundamental rights: the right to life, the right to liberty, and the right to the pursuit of happiness. I wonder just how much pursuit of happiness people are going to have within 5 years at the point where they've slept walk into all of this. People ask me all the time, so what? So what do we do about it? The first thing you can do is lobby those that you do listen to address this. And the second thing is be very clear in your own mind what is happening to us. And most of all, go out and book a bloody flight tomorrow, because you may as well make the most of it whilst we still have some limited ability to have these freedoms that are so rapidly being taken away. And yet, no one wants to talk about it.